All right, Tina, you just got back from lunch, huh?
I did. Wow, you figured out my schedule, huh?
Yeah, I figured you were probably out to lunch, and you had a nice meal, a nice sandwich or something?
Yeah, I did. And how about you? Did you get to catch up with your buddy?
Yeah, we chat like crazy. Yeah, his name is Norm Van Brocklin, and his uncle, he was named after his famous uncle, who was Los Angeles Rams great quarterback, who went to the Hall of Fame in the 60s.
No way! Wow! Wow,
yeah.
What a story! Oh, did he play football too?
Yeah, we were on the same football team in high school.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, that is so funny.
Was,
you guys go way back.
Well, yeah. In ninth grade, the first day of class, they had about 20 tables, and there was four at a table. And he was sitting there. I'd never met him before. And the teacher was calling out the names of those in attendance for the first day, and he raised his hand when the name was called, Norm Van Brocklin. And so I had to ask him from across the table. I said, "Hey, man, are you related to the famous quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams?" And he said, "Yeah, that's my uncle, man."
Oh, wow.
So back then, we've been keeping in touch, every week and month for, 50 years.
That's amazing. Good for you. I'm happy to hear that. What a neat story. Does he still live close by, or did he go out of state, or?
He lives in Davis, Davis, California.
Okay, up in north.
Yeah. Also, you're from California too?
Yeah, we're in Southern California. We're actually in Fountain Valley, not too far from you. But my daughter goes to Cal State Fullerton, and her last track meet of the year was up in Davis. So I'm like, okay, I'm a little familiar with where that is. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can keep in touch. I had another buddy of mine who lived in Concord. See, I grew up in Concord. You know where Concord's at?
Not familiar with Concord, no.
Well, it's above San Jose, west of San Francisco, about 35 miles, east of San Francisco, about 35 miles.
So it's still considered the Bay Area, you think, or?
It's in the Bay Area, yeah, across the county, Concord's a big city there. And another buddy of mine who I met first day of seventh grade, we became friends because he became my hero because first day of class, the teacher hadn't even gotten to the class yet, and everybody was standing outside the classroom in seventh grade, and there was about 18 little kids. So, we're only like 13, 14 years old, and we were waiting for the teacher to come because he was late. And then one little boy was pushing another boy around, and so this other big kid like myself said, "Hey, stop pushing that guy around." And he goes, "What?" So anyway, he said, "Yeah, stop pushing the little kid around." He took a swing at my friend.
No way.
My friend. And my friend just ducked and decked the guy right there on the cement, right in front of the class. So that shut him up for the rest of the day.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it's funny because back in those days, those things would happen now and then, and it was just like somebody defending themselves against a bully. Now everything's so politically correct, it would probably be a big issue,
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a bully, but when he met my buddy, my buddy became well-known for, he was like Marshall Dillard, of Gunsmoke. He would break up fights and he came into a hamburger joint one time and the cook was being pulled up by his neck by a Hell's Angel guy in this restaurant and over the counter, I could grab onto his shirt and pull him up and give him a bad time. And so my buddy goes, "Hey, leave that guy alone, man."
And so this
Hell's Angel biker guy, comes at him and he literally just picked him up and threw him through the front window. Cops came and it was, he just became a legend for being everybody's hero,
Yeah, because he was doing it for helping other people out, you know, so he had good intentions. Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, all three of us, yeah. Him and Norm Van Brocklin and me were all on the same football team.
Oh, wow. I bet you guys were unstoppable back then.
Yeah, us three, we're legendary. We're like the three amigos. We keep in touch every month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so cool, Patrick. Yeah. You're a character. So I love hearing those stories.
Oh, it goes on and on and on now, but I'll give you my card number.
Yeah, let's get your account up to speed. So you said earlier it's still the 67th way for the billing address, right? Or did that change?
No, that's the same. And I've got some corrections to make on the business page.
No problem. So let's get the payment up to speed, and then I'll send your corrections over to the revisions department, and they'll get those completed within 1 to 3 business days, okay?
Yeah, I'm getting my card out right now.
Of course.
You hear the dogs in the background?
Yeah, it sounds like one of them might be a hound dog.
He sure sounds like one.
Yeah, I hear one that kind of has that little howl to it. What kind of dog is that?
Oh, that one's probably one of those Jack Russells.
Oh, wow. Okay, not what I was envisioning, but that's cool.
Yeah, he's probably like Jack Russell that we have, on the movie Mask.
Mm-hmm.
That dog
on
the movie Mask, yeah, with a long neck. Yeah, they're pretty wild. Yeah, saved his life. My wife saved his life from a literal fire in Mexico. So,
really?
So he's a pretty neat dog. We got a big giant dog though, who's part Great Dane and part Golden Retriever, or Golden Lab. But anyway, are you ready for the number?
Yes, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Patrick.
4342.
Okay.
5628.
Okay.
3937.
Got it.
5027.
5027?
Yeah, you want to repeat it back?
Yes, I had 4342-5628-3937-5027.
Yeah, expiration is 0826. The code on the back is 171.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I'll go back to my main screen, and I'll type out what your revisions are for your page so that I can get that completed for you, too. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure this... Okay, good. So I got the green light for you, so the payment processed. You're good to go there. And so let me pull up your Google page again and your website so that I can look at it while you request the revisions that way. I can have a visual.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, right here. Okay, here it is. Okay, so I'm ready. What would you like to have revised?
Let's see. It's piano tuning and refinishing expert, right?
Yes, correct.
You see the, when you pull it up, there's that piano at the top.
Yes, I see that.
And then there's a picture to the right. If you scroll to the, if you scroll to the left, you see a picture to the right. You see a picture of me there on stage?
Yes, I see that. Yeah, I see that picture of you. I was going to ask if that was you. It says Andrea Bocelli in the back, right? Passion? Or...
And Andrea Bocelli, you know, he's a famous singer.
Yeah, so it has that in the back. So I see that. That's you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the picture there, and nobody's going to look at that because, you know, the picture of the piano is just senseless. So I was going to have that deleted.
Okay. Okay, so take away the picture of the piano.
Yeah, I don't know why that, you know, it's just somebody's idea. You know, the web developers put that in. There's no reason for it. Just take that picture out and then,
okay.
Let's see. And also, so that way that'll move the other picture that means something to people if they see Andrea. If I'm good enough to tune for Andrea Bocelli, then I'm good enough to tune their piano, right?
Yeah, that's huge credibility. I agree. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, and then there's a, if you scroll to the left, there's another picture of me overlooking Long Beach, actually.
Okay.
And that's actually taken from the 14th story, high rise there. And then there's another picture, a useless picture of a dark piano. Just keep scrolling, you'll see that other dark piano. It's a pretty piano, but it just doesn't mean anything, you know?
Okay.
Can you have that deleted, please?
Sure. Okay. So I sent that over to that department. Like I said, Patrick, they will
Hello.
Do that with... Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tina. Yeah, I know, but I was just starting.
Oh, you were just okay. Starting. No, that's okay. I sent that over, but we could keep going. No problem.
Yeah, I'm just starting.
Okay.
You know, that's not the end of it. Okay. So if you scroll over, oh, then there's another picture, and that's fine. You know, I'm sitting on stage at the Bocelli concert there.
I see that.
See
okay.
That one? Okay, keep, you know, we want to keep that one, but if you look underneath, it says piano tuning and refinishing expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then below that, there's 5 stars, and then it says 7+ years in the business. Well, it should say 47 years in the business.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I usually put 37 years in business, and people might think I'm getting too old.
37 okay.
Instead of 42. Yeah.
Okay.
Put 37 plus years in the business, okay?
That's a good way to word it. Client wants to promote 37 plus years in the business. Okay.
And, I'm just going back to the other portion of the link here,
mm-hmm.
And I have another notation here that I had. Hold on a second. Oh, in the if you go to the website there, you click on Piano Tuning and Refinishing Expert, the website?
Yes.
Okay, you see that immediately coming up is the request information box.
Yes.
You see it? Can you
mm-hmm.
please have them take that out?
They can't take it out because this is a template, but what we could do is change what it says there. Instead of saying request information, we could put, contact Patrick for pricing or something. We could change what it says, but we can't take that form out. And that form actually is pretty important because most people, when they find you on Google, they're going to call you, right, for immediate contact. But there might be certain occurrences where they can't call you right away because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get a notification that there is a lead coming through the site. So do you want it to maybe say something?
I've always had a big, giant issue with persons in your position that tell me that this is necessary, because I'll tell you how much of a tremendous nuisance this is. For example, the fourth line asks for a person's address.
Yes.
Why would they want to put in an address? They just want to call somebody for get a price of tuning. Now they want an email, a telephone number, an address, comments. It's a nuisance, and I tried it myself, you can't even proceed to finish that unless you put in the legitimate email and a phone number. And an address. This is a nuisance.
Okay.
And people will probably give up half the time and just go to somebody else. I think it's actually detrimental.
So here's an option that you have there then, Patrick, because whether you need that form or not, these websites are Google compliant, highly rankable sites, so we can't change the format. But if you don't want to use that at all, what I can do is remove this site and promote your other site, masterpianotuning.com, on this Google business page, because your other site doesn't have a contact form at the top.
I would much rather do it that way. Yeah, promote my other site, which is masterpianotuning.com.
Yeah, because you don't have to have that site. So let me just go and fix that. So I'm going to put please remove. That way, no matter if they find you on this Google business page or the other one, they'll see your other site, which you like better anyway, and promote his site, which is masterpianotuning.com. Okay, so I told them to do that on all destinations. So anywhere that we have you listed prior with that old site, we're going to go in there and fix that and promote only this new. It's probably not a new site to you, but it's new to me. So this new site that I just entered in, we'll promote it on all destinations that we are managing for you.
Okay. Yeah, that would be much better.
Yeah, I think too. You'd be happier with it that way.
Okay, that's all I can think of, services, that's pretty self-explanatory, overview, that's good, I would like, when you go to overview.
Yes.
Right below overview, the third one down has that website, pianotuninglongbeach.com.
Okay.
Can you put my website in there instead?
Yes, the masterpianotuning.com instead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, absolutely. Let me, under overview. Okay, so to recap, under overview, they're going to put a link to your site. Then on the Google Business page itself and all destinations, we're going to start promoting your other site, masterpianotuning.com. We're going to fix on the Google Business page.
You don't need to review yet because I'm still getting started.
Okay.
Can I go on, please?
Yes.
Okay. Under the website there, it says services. Mm-hmm. See that? Most people don't know what action regulation is, but they do know what tuning is. Tuning should be first, and then piano appraisal should be right after that, and then piano repairs.
I don't see where you're seeing that on. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. You see where it says, you know, in overview. This is also still in overview. Here we are. Right under overview, it says at the top, it says open, closes at 8 p.m. You see that? You know, you were just at overview, Tina.
I think I misunderstood you. I was at overview on the site, not on the Google Business page. So you're talking about on the Google Business page, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm looking at the same thing you are.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was on the same page with you until now, and then now it's not. Okay. So under overview.
Yeah, you used another term, business page. What was the other thing you were talking about? Website?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So the website mixed up with the business page. You know, they call it a Google website.
I'm not in your Google business page, meaning I'm not logged into it. I'm just looking at it, like the link that I sent you, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we were chatting earlier about the business page where they asked you to delete the picture of the piano.
Yes, I'm looking at that. Yeah, I see that. And then there's another useless picture. If you keep going, you'll see there's the one where you're up on the 14th floor. That one we're keeping, but then there's another useless picture. So I'm looking at that. I can see that, but I don't see anywhere where it says overview.
Okay. Well, do you see under the pictures of the piano, it says piano tuning and refinishing expert?
Yes.
And then under that, I remember I made the request for you to change it from, see where it says 7 years in business?
I'm having a different format than you. I put that in the notes to change for the 7 years, but I don't see that on your Google Business page. On my view, all it says is your picture, right? And then it says piano tuning and refinishing expert. And then it says website, save call, 5 Google reviews, your hours of operation, your phone number, and then questions and answers. So it doesn't write a review. It doesn't say overview or 7 years in business. Let me click on this, and if I open
Tina.
Yes.
Can you please go where people go when they're searching for a piano tuner, and that is to the Google search page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you type in piano tuning Long Beach. And then it'll open up the various piano tuners, you know.
Yes.
Business pages. If you scroll down, I'm about the fourth or fifth one down where it says piano tuning and refinishing expert.
Okay, so I did it that way instead of.
See what I'm seeing.
Oh, now I see overview. Now I see overview. Okay, I see overview.
Okay, and then you see next to that is services, right?
No, it doesn't say that on mine. It only just says overview, and under that it says Los Angeles County and nearby areas. It doesn't say, you know what I might have to do, Jeff, because I'm not a technician. I usually just call out and collect failed payments. I think this requires a little bit of advanced support. So I'm going to send your information over to customer support so that somebody in that department can call you, because I don't want you to get frustrated trying to, you know, show it to me when that's not my expertise. All I usually do is send in a simple revision over to that department and they take care of it. But if you want some advanced revisions, then I'll have customer support call you back. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah. The way I got there is you know, you must be going to that from a different angle from your database that you have it for the company.
Yeah, I don't know why it's looking different on my end. And I see the pictures, I see the listing, I see everything you're seeing, but under overview, I don't see where it says 7 years in business, and I don't see where it shows your services. But I can definitely have someone from that department call you back. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to send this note over to that department right now. They do say that they'll call you within one business day. So hopefully it'll be tomorrow or today, since it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But if not, no later than tomorrow, unless you have a specific time for tomorrow that you would like to talk, then I can pop you in the calendar and they can call you at that exact time.
So they can just call me at a time convenient for them.
Okay, so I'll put a note in here for them to call you, and then the revision department will start on the revisions that I sent over, but tomorrow the person that calls, or later today whenever they get to it, they will be picking up where you and I are leaving off, so they'll see all the notes of everything I put in there already. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it, and I always enjoy talking to you. So have a really great rest of your week, and as far as the payment goes, you're all up to speed, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You're doing a great job. I gave you 5 stars.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You made my day. So, I mean, what more can I ask for, right?
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks so much for your help, and you enjoy your day. And I'll just wait
you
for
too.
Their call.
Thank you so much. Sounds perfect. Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.